Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm reporting to you today by phone on the way back from Cuba. Our delegation of 12 was mostly farmers, all with a sincere interest in normalizing relations with Cuba. Our timing was good because we were in Cuba while the Congress passed a stimulus bill that includes modest relief in tourism and trade, but we still have a long ways to go. There's some other observations on the trip that I want to pass on. Cuba has a population of 11 million people. They are friendly, educated, and reasonably well fed. They're better fed than the skinny dogs and cows that we saw. They are importing 80% of their food and 60% of their fuel. They don't have enough money to buy the fertilizer they need. They need corn and soy to feed their cattle, pigs, and chickens. The cattle didn't look very good because they were trying to feed the cattle sugarcane, not a very good substitute for corn. However, they have been importing some distiller's dried grain from the United States, but not nearly enough. Years ago, they made some money selling sugar, and now their main sources of income are tobacco, nickel, and tourism. If the United States opened the door to tourism and trade, that would be a big boost to their economy. Our farm exports to Cuba would likely jump from $800 million last year to $4 or $5 billion. To really energize their economy, they need to be willing to open it up and accept market principles of capitalism, like China has and Vietnam. And right now, their economy is in a stranglehold of government control. We visited a dairy farm where the father and son milked 25 cows by hand. They couldn't even afford a milking machine. Most of the Cuban farmland is tilled by oxen, very few tractors. And I saw no lawnmowers, almost no cell phones. 50 years ago, a revolution swept across Cuba, and Fidel Castro confiscated everything, farms, homes, businesses, everything in the country. And to this day, with the exception of some small farms and farmer co-ops, the government controls everything. We met with government officials. They desperately want trade and tourism from the United States. It is embarrassing that we have kept the embargo in place all of these years. It should have been lifted years ago. Certainly that tiny island country 90 miles from our shore is no threat to us. Until next week, I am John Block, back from Cuba.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.